God bless you. God bless you. You, and even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you hear the word of the Lord, it will transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be able to come together, to be able to study His word, to be able to learn of His word, to be able to grow in His word. Let us pray. Father, we just bless you and we honor you today. We thank you, God, for life, health, and we thank you for strength. We thank you on today, God, for allowing us to be a part of your life's journey. We thank you on today, God, for allowing us to have the breath of life and to be able to move about with the ability of our limbs, God, being clothed in our right mind. We thank you today, God, for as the old folks say, giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe and protected throughout the night, God, and allowing us to be able to come together on this morning to be able to study your word. God, we don't take it for granted. God, we don't believe that we're owed anything. But God, we're simply grateful. Grateful that you had us on your mind. Grateful that you kept us in your care. Grateful that you kept your hand upon us. Grateful that you kept us from hurt, harm, and danger. Grateful that you gave us another chance. And God, we will never be able to repay you. We'll never be able to thank you enough. But God, we pray that these words, thank you, that rise up out of our spirit, man, and that comes across our lips, God, will convey the gratitude that we have for you. God, as we prepare to study your word on this morning, God, we pray as always, God, that you would allow us to be able to go down in the storehouse of wisdom. God, come up with unearthed treasures to allow us to live a little better today than we lived on yesterday. God, we pray that you would bless these people that have taken of their sleep, taken of their preparation time, God, taken of their rest, to be able to get up and to hear what you have to say. God, you said in Psalm 63, early in the morning shall we seek you. And God, we have done just that. We have arisen early in the morning that we might seek a word from you, a transformative word, a life-changing word. And God, we know that you will not let us down. God, we love you today. Bless those, God, that came on the line this morning to hear from you. God, we pray, God, that this word will transform their very being, and God will get them closer to you and get us living more like you. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for another opportunity to be able to study His word together. On this morning, our travels take us to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, starting at the 7th verse. 1 Peter 4, starting at verse 7. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. The end of all things is near. Excuse me. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint, as each one has received a special gift. Employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's read that again. This time let's read it from the Passion Translation. Again, reading from 1 Peter 4, starting at verse 7. From the Passion Translation, it reads like this. Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. Be compassionate to foreigners without complaining. Every believer has received grace gifts, so use them to serve one another as faithful stewards of the many-colored tapestry of God's grace. For example, if you have a speaking gift, speak as though God were speaking His words through you. If you have the gift of serving, do it passionately with the strength God gives you, so that in everything, God alone will be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong the power and the glory forever, throughout all ages. Amen. So we're going to read just verse 8, just 1 Peter 4 and 8, and I'll read it from the Message, and I'll close out the reading today. 1 Peter 4 and 8 from the Message says this: most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything. And the word of the Lord is blessed. During this love month, we have been sharing on love. The first week, we shared on the unconditional love of God. Last week, we shared on self-love, how to love one another, and we spoke from Mark 12, verse 31, talking about how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we talked about that because we could not love our neighbor if we haven't learned how to love ourselves. So now on this week, we will now extend to talking about how we extend love to our neighbors, extending love towards others. It is about moving in that progressive way we've been talking, taking the unconditional love of God, seeing our worth through God's eyes and loving ourselves, and then extending that love of God beyond ourselves towards others. And you all, that love is active. It's not a passive type of love. They know I love them. No, it is how God's, how we see our worth in God's eyes and how it equips us to extend His love outwards to our neighbor, to our friend, and even to strangers. We have to understand that we are called to offer love to each other, a love that forgives, a love that heals, a love that overlooks faults. You all, we have to understand that as we extend acts of kindness to each other, as we extend words of encouragement to each other, as we allow ourselves to be present with one another in times of need, we are showing the love of God to others. You all, it is so important to not just hear when someone's going through or when they're dealing with something, but to practice empathy. Empathy is putting yourself in their shoes, not just sympathizing with them and feeling sorry for them, but literally putting yourself in their shoes to try to experience a level of feeling how they feel. Listening, active listening. Hearing what they're going through. Now, let's understand this, that when we're sitting in the other seat and people are listening to us, that we don't just take it for granted that they're listening, nor do we use it what am I saying about this? That we don't just again take for granted that people are listening to us, and then we use it up. You do realize that you can use up the compassion that someone is giving us, and say, well, they're supposed to listen to me. And we use it for the wrong purpose. And then when they don't have the opportunity, or they don't have the chance, you know, hey, I'm in the middle of something, I'll call you back. What kind of Christian are you? Really? We don't like that used towards us. So we don't want to use that towards others. But by the same token, we want people to be there for us. We want people to love us. We want people to listen to us. We want people to forgive us. So let's not forget to show compassion and empathy and support to others, and support without judgment. Now, God gives us discernment, certainly. He does. And he also gives us the words to say. And he also shows us how to mirror his love. But also understanding that mirroring his love does not necessarily mean that we don't challenge others. Yeah, because the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he also chastens, he also disciplines, he also corrects, he also challenges. But you have to make sure you're doing it through the lens of God's love. You all, how can you show love, God's love, in your community, in your circles of influence, in your family? How can you show an act of kindness every day? At least one act of kindness each day. It could be as simple as sending a text with an encouraging message. It could be as simple as seeing a neighbor trying to get a big bag of garbage in their garbage pail, and they're struggling getting the lid up. You can hold the lid up for them. It's as easy as showing appreciation to somebody when they're holding the door, when you're walking into a building, not just nodding at them or not just thank you and keep going. Does it hurt to give a few extra words? Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Yes, it says the same thing as thank you, but it takes a little bit more intention to give an extra few words. If someone did that to you, how would those actions impact you? How do you think those actions would impact the heart of the people that you're doing it towards? You all understanding even that the transformative power of forgiveness is an act of love. Where can you seek to be reconnected with someone where the relationship has been strained or even where it's been broken? That's also a reflection of God's love for us in Christ. The Bible says that he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Have you been practicing that ministry lately? There's a freedom. There's a joy that comes from forgiveness, because it releases others from their debt to us. And it frees us from the burden of holding on to grudges. God has given us ways to show his love to others. Even the scripture that we read today, it encourages us to love each other deeply. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sins. So I'm wondering, how can you extend love today? How can you even extend love to someone who you had in your mind is undeserving of love? We're going to talk next week about loving the unlovable. But I want you to get a jump start on it this week by loving your neighbor. Show somebody some love today. One act of kindness every day can be transformative, not just to others' lives, but to your own. Let's pray. God, we love you today, and we thank you for your immense love towards us. Your love just surrounds us completely. And as we've learned how to love ourselves in the light of your love, now empower us to extend that love to others. God, give us the strength to forgive. Give us the courage to reconcile. God, show us the joy in living out your commandment to love others. God, be with us as we go about our day today. Give us opportunities to show your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day. In Jesus' name.